Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
This segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by The Golf Mart. Three stories that make you shake your head from the world of sports. I will jump right into it, and I will start with a very standard style don't do this story. Just happens to have happened to two teammates at the same time. Houston Texans wide receiver Will Fuller, the fifth, and cornerback Bradley Roby, both suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. But the twist here, Woods, is they both have different excuses. Everyone always has an excuse. So Roby went with the more commonplace, mistakenly ingested a tainted, contaminated substance that didn't realize had a banned substance in it. But he says, taking responsibility, of course, and will have to serve his suspension, apologizing to fans, teammates, whatever. Now, the one with Will Fuller, a little bit different. Will Fuller sought to shift the blame to his doctor. He said, earlier this year, I sought treatment from a medical professional who prescribed medication that he believed to be permitted under the NFL's drug policy. As it turns out, my trust in this professional was misplaced because this medication was not a permitted substance under the NFL policy on performance-enhancing substances. I've suspended 6 games, sincerely apologize to the Texas organization, all my fans, for this mistake.
It's okay, Will. I'm one of your fans.
It really is. The only way these work is that there's really no exceptions, no, all right, well, you know, pick a better doctor then.
Right.
You're responsible.
There's a list. Avoid the list. Make sure you know what you're putting in your body, and it happens. You know, I'm a big Will Fuller guy, so it's a pass from me.
But they're both out now for the rest of the season.
Too bad for the Texans' playoff hopes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. This guy is phenomenal. I've seen him before on Twitter, EDP445. I would say he's one of the biggest Eagles fans ever, but I don't know that fans, I mean, I guess fan is short for fanatic. After that game last night, after watching Carson Wentz's performance, he took to Twitter. This is heavily edited because, well, it has to be because of the Federal Communications Commission.
I'm going in, bitch.
Not editing yet.
I don't give a f-.
Now, what he's doing here?
Yes. Pause.
He's putting on. He's wearing a jersey. He's putting on a Eagles helmet. You'll hear him, like, strapping on some wide receiver gloves.
Well, the title of the tweet is, "Listen up, Philly. F. Wentz and Hurts, I'm going in."
This is a large human being.
He's a big boy.
I'm going in. I'm tired of f***ing losing, dude. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of being a bitch. I'm tired of being a sorry, sad-ass motherf***ing organization. I don't give a f***. See, you motherf***. Y'all getting paid millions to act like bitches. I'll play for free, and I guarantee you, motherfucker, I'll play with more heart and more passion than you sorry-ass sack of bitches will ever have.
I love him. He's very, very passionate about his beloved Eagles. Is that a fan? Is that a fan? I ask you. Is that a true fan? Do you even like the Eagles if you put that out?
It's a delusional human being also.
Well, as Paul mentioned, he's a big boy.
Right.
Taking snaps under quarterback would actually be worse than Carson Wentz.
Didn't we discuss yesterday? Kendall Hinton, very athletic guy.
Former quarterback.
And you put him in, and he looks like absolute garbage because playing quarterback in the NFL is really, really hard. Carson Wentz was an MVP of the league and doesn't look like he knows how to do it anymore. That's how hard this job is. So when your team does struggle, the idea that a fan could step in and do better, we debunked that already.
I've never heard the term sack of bitches, but I will be using it all the time.
I'll play for free, and I guarantee you, I'll play with more heart and more passion than you sorry-ass sack of bitches will ever have.
Roman makes a great point. Didn't they just win a Super Bowl? Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been that long.
Samuel L. Jackson routine there.
So good.
Okay.
So good.
Speaking of the Denver Broncos, obviously they were put into that situation of playing a quarterback-free game because of COVID violations within their quarterback room. Guys who weren't wearing masks while they were watching film together, and one of them turned out tested positive, and because they weren't following the protocols closely enough, all of them had to be isolated and quarantined and missed that game on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints. Well, the mother of one of the Denver Broncos quarterbacks wanted to make it known that it wasn't her son who she believed was the problem. This is, I believe, Laura Locke, mother of Drew Locke, Denver Broncos quarterback, who posted on her Instagram account, "Shame, shame on the many for thinking that they can speak of others in damning ways. Here is the truth. Drew and the QB room requested permission to watch film. They came to the facility on their own time to put in more work. His leadership, which seems to be in question by some, brought them to this predicament. Drew asking for more commitment of his QB room than just a normal NFL day. Drew and the QBs even requesting a room at the facility rather than risking trouble and meeting at an off-campus site. This is a group of four men that had tested negative that day and are with their people, their ecosystem, as we tell our children and friend groups. They let their guard down. They did not wear their mask the entire time they were in their socially distant environment. It's unfortunate, not damning. Does Drew take this virus serious? Ask his sister, who visited and had to quarantine and test before arriving. Ask his girlfriend, who is asked not to travel to away games. Ask his dad and I, who stay in a hotel on game weekends rather than at his home. Oh, and by the way, he does not have COVID. He wasn't the one with COVID. Pray nightly, I hope he doesn't nor anyone else get COVID. Let's interrogate those in the NFL that do have COVID. How safe were they being? Who was in their ecosystem that shouldn't have been?
Jeez.
Or were they just not wearing their masks all the time?
That's not the best way to endear yourself to your teammates, is have mom go on a rant on Instagram talking about how you did it right and everybody else did it wrong.
Right.
God. Out of all the three of us, whose mom is more like Ben? Your mom's definitely the most active mom on the show, but she would never do that.
I don't think so.
She wouldn't. My mom doesn't have Twitter, thank God. My dad does. My dad would be most likely. Guaranteed. Right? Yeah. He's listening. Hi, Dad. Love you.
But we would never do anything to get anyone in trouble,
you
right?
You wouldn't.
Okay. I don't know how that's going to go over in the
not good
Denver Broncos quarterback room.
Tell you how it's going to go. Hey, man, tell your mom to relax. Jeez. Not the end of the world here.
Cross Drew Locke off the list of the COVID problems, apparently.
God.
That is Don't Do This for a Tuesday.
That was Don't Do This, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
Will the Padres cut ties with Tommy Pham tomorrow? The deadline is approaching, and it remains, even for me, very tough call right now as to what they should do and what they are going to do. We will discuss that and what some of the options would be if they do end up non-tendering Tommy Pham. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.